This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Dr. Kat Arney. First up, let's take a look at some of this week's biggest science breakthroughs and cancers that put themselves right. Kat, what's this all about?
Yes, self-healing isn't a word that people usually associate with cancer, but researchers who've been studying a very unusual and rare form of skin cancer that can clear up by itself have learned some lessons that could actually lead to new treatments for the disease in future.
So what actually is this self-healing cancer?
Well, it's a very rare hereditary cancer called multiple self-healing squamous epithelioma, or MSSE for short, and it only affects a handful of people every year here in the UK, and most of them can actually trace their ancestry back to a single family from the west of Scotland. Now, the disease causes these large, flat tumours on the skin, which suddenly just start healing up of their own accord and go away, and they leave scars, but they don't leave any other lasting effects. Now, because of the way this disease is inherited, scientists know that it must be one gene that's responsible, and now they finally found which gene it is. And this is work done by an international team of researchers led by Cancer Research UK's Dr. David Goody in Dundee. And they've published their findings in the journal Nature Genetics this week. But in fact, it turns out that as well as relating to this very rare cancer, it could actually be related to much more common types of cancer as well.
So what have they actually found?
Well, the scientists took DNA samples from about 60 people with this rare cancer and compared them with DNA from more than 100 of their relatives who didn't have the cancer. And they focused in particular on a region of DNA that previously they thought had the gene in it, and eventually they found that the faulty gene is called TGFBR1. Now, this rather catchily named gene encodes a receptor, a kind of receiver protein, that receives signals from a protein called TGF-beta. Now, this tells cells to divide or to stop dividing, and the researchers were able to prove that carrying a faulty version of this receptor that doesn't work causes people to develop these self-healing tumours. But also, faults in this kind of signalling have actually been found in many other types of cancer as well.
Interesting, but why do the tumours actually heal themselves up? Is that the same gene at play?
Well, this signalling, this TGF-beta signalling, is very interesting because it's kind of both a goodie and a baddie. So in most cancers, TGF-beta signalling tells cells to stop dividing in the early stages of cancer, and it kind of puts the brakes on cancer. But after a while, it changes to the dark side and these signals tell cells to divide. But in the case of this rare cancer, this MSSE, the opposite seems to be happening. So the signalling is telling the cells to start growing really crazily and then makes them stop and go back into reverse.
Do we know why?
Well, this is the thing. So this receptor they found here is just one of many receptors that can actually receive these signals, these TGF-beta signals, and that they think that the pattern of signals must be changing as the tumours grow and then heal themselves, allowing the good side of the signalling to come to the fore. Now, although this cancer is very rare and unusual, it could shed light on more common cancers because we know that TGF-beta signalling is involved in many types of cancer. So if we can understand maybe exactly what's happening to the pattern of signals in these cancers and then see if we can maybe manipulate that in more common cancers, perhaps there could be relevance for a much wider range of cancers and potentially new treatments in the future.
Sounds promising. Thank you, Kat.